You just got to make a couple more plays. I think that we obviously showed in the first half that we had a proper game plan for this stout defense we're playing against, and we weren't able to go out and execute our jobs the way we should in the second half to be able to make the plays to, you know, stay up with the second half push that the Vikings had. Yeah, you know, those are some pretty big plays, especially in the red zone. Those drives at the end and 7 points make a different game. But you know what, I'm sure we'll turn these plays in. They'll come back to us and probably say that they made a mistake and we move forward. So why spend too much time thinking about it now if it's just going to come back as a mistake?
Did you guys try to maybe dedicate this game to Joe Thomas at all? And what was it like when you first came about?
Yeah, you know, his presence is very large, and now obviously coming over here and going through everything that we went through, it would have been very nice to have, you know, a leader, a guy who's proven that he's, if not the best guy in this league. And so not having him definitely we had to make proper adjustments to it, but I think that we did very well with that. Spencer Tranko played his butt off. You know, my blind side was completely kept throughout the whole game, and you know, it's just about doing whatever we can now to take his leadership once he can get back in the locker room and take it for what it is and do whatever we can to make the proper adjustments.
Not just today, the big picture. When you fly home today, what would you feel about?
Not much. I mean, 0-8 is 0-8. It's 0-8 is 0-8. So with that, you know, you definitely have to find small wins, and you have to do whatever you can to, you know, try to develop individually and as a team. But at the end of the day, I'm sure everyone in this locker room will all come up here and tell you that we play this game to win. If I go out there and throw 6 picks, you know, get tossed on the ground 10 times, would we win the game? A flight's a much different flight. So it's going to be frustrating, but we'll do whatever we can now to, you know, take a break from this, you know, get our minds away from it, you know, improve ourselves individually with our health and with our development, understanding where we are individually, and come back and try to be the best Cleveland Browns we can be.
You had to be happy with that drive at the end of the first half.
That was awesome, you know. But we've been in a lot of two-minute situations. When you're down, you know, majority of the season in the second half, and sometimes even in the first half, you play a lot of two-minute drives. And when you play two-minute football, that ends the way that one ends. It shows you what we can do when we do get another opportunity to win a game in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you know, it's you play with the hand that's dealt, and you know, for me as a quarterback, it's just doing whatever I can to prepare the guys who are, you know, on the active roster to be the guys to make plays for us, and when it comes time to go out there on Sunday, make sure that everyone around you is at the best they possibly can be, and you have the trust with the guys that you play with. You know, personnel things are completely out of my reach. It's just about making sure that I can, you know, find the chemistry with the guys who are out there.
Did it feel different at halftime? I mean, you're right after the first quarter, you're 11 and a half. Did you think this was
the it felt awesome. You know, we walked into the halftime with lead, with momentum, with the ball coming back to us. You know, we tasted that same taste that we had after 4 victories in the preseason. But this is a 4-quarter game. This is a game that you got to go out there and expect that the team who's down is going to come back with a vengeance and they're going to make a push. And you got to be able to, you know, kind of give up ground gradually and come back at them with a push of your own. And unfortunately, as an offense, we didn't execute the way we should in the second half to give our push back at them. Yeah, you know, football is a very interesting sport. There's an aspect to this game of momentum that you can't really define, you definitely can feel turnovers, and all our games have been the thing that kind of takes away from that momentum. And when you come back out in this game and You still see that same turnover. It hurts, but it's part of the game, and you got to be able to rally on the sideline and come back out the next drive and play well. And I think that's where we have to make an adjustment, is being able to find our own momentum from within ourselves.
Do you think does the first half play validate that you guys prepared for this game despite all the obstacles and the travel?
I'll tell you what, I think we're prepared for every time we step out there. It's about executing. You know, game plans have been fine. We have some of the best trainers out there, some of the best strength and conditioning guys out there, the best nutritionists you can find. Our support system is awesome. So as players, I think that we're just as prepared as any team in this league. But it's about executing. I think we're well rested. We were well nourished. It's about going out there and just doing our jobs.
One of the things that you wanted to achieve next was to play a complete game and finish the game. Is that a small victory that you can take out of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, once again, small wins are small wins. That was an opportunity for me to go out there and prove to my teammates that I'm going to keep the ball out of harm's way, and that's what I was able to do. Now we got to build on that and, find some consistency in that quarterback room so that my teammates are going to know what they're going to get out of me. I was able to show them a little bit of that with some fiery moments. But now it's about, finding more place and doing more and continuing to push harder to get our first victory. Yeah, thank you, guys. I play a little FIFA in my day, and that's a FIFA celebration I was able to do. I was able to combat a pretty good slide by the Vikings guy who scored. So it was about coming back at them and proving that I play FIFA just as well as he does.